Let's do 11 of the Dakshinamurti Mula Mantra to invoke Dakshinamurti's presence in us and the farm. Om Tat Sat. Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vadamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vadamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Om Hrim Dakshinamurtaye Tubhyam Vatamula Nivasine Dhyanaika Niratangaya Namo Rudraya Shambhave Hrim Om Let your body and mind relax by objectifying the body, mind, emotions, ahankara, worries, objectifying them along with the natural objectification of the world, of all of your experiences, sensory experiences. The body is also known to you through really the sense of touch and all of the sense organs. The thought, thoughts and feelings are directly perceived without the sense organs acting as an intermediary. So as you objectify them, bringing your own presence more to the forefront, enjoying the stability, changelessness of your own being, your own natural ananda. The changeless wholeness of your being coming more to the forefront. Recognizing everything about the body, mind, sense organs, all of these intimate experiences, close experiences, being objectified as much as the physical world is objectified. It's not less. It's equally objectified. All of these experiences are actually Ishvara, the Ajnanam that sections out a jiva. Actually, all the experiences are Ishvara, whether Vyavahara, empirical, or Pratibhasika, subjective, they're all Ishvara. If you think of a dream and you're identified with a character in your dream, they still, even if the character in the dream is having thoughts or feelings, still they all belong to the dream. All levels of experience belong to the dream. And here in the waking state, all levels of experience belong to Virat, belong to Ishvara. Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara. Yourself also is Ishvara, the conscious being that you are is the conscious being which is Ishvara, which is Brahman. There really is no jiva. There is only you. Your being with this Maya Upadhi. Your being, yourself, the self that you are. Very personal, most familiar self that you are is Ishvara. Means the truth of Ishvara is Brahman. Giving up the sense of jivatvam, allow yourself to just abide the stillness of your own being. Naturally, effortlessly, without any activity, welcoming, allowing to be the whole Maya Upadhi. As the expression of Ishwara, the Ishwara Upadhi. Let it be as your own body. Let it be as your own body. What would that mean to view all experience as my own body, as my own body-mind, all experience? Just abiding as myself. Without effort, without thought, all of these experiences simply are. In spite of all of these experiences being known, coming into and out of awareness, I remain as what we say, akartra, the akarta. There is no, just notice this as you just notice your own being, I'm just talking about yourself, the akarta. There is no doership of any sort. You simply are. And you are a bhokta. A bhokta means also, from your own standpoint, there's no enjoyership. But it's like the sounds of the birds, any experiences that you're having at the moment. Those experiences are there, but nothing is happening to you. The experiences are there, but from your own standpoint, there is no enjoyership. There's just the wholeness of your own being. Enjoyership belongs to the mind, if we want to put it somewhere. I simply am. own self-evident experience. I am my own self-evident me, my very self. I say my very self, but really the my, there's no one owning myself for there to be a my. I am that self. There's no one possessing me.